Would you bow your head, please? My Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy word. Dear God, we pray and ask that through your Holy Spirit, you would speak to us, Lord, minister to us, and help us, Lord, to rightly divide your word. Help us, dear God, to be obedient to your word. Thank you, dear God, for your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the things that I had, that I enjoy doing is prayer. It was something that the Lord has blessed me to do, and I really enjoy prayer. It's something that's very special in my life, and I have seen God do some incredible things, and I'm blessed that I believe that God can do all things. Amen? In chapter 22, in verse 31, we have a situation where the word says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." We see the Lord telling Peter that he needed prayer. And I think we all of us need prayer. A lot of times I have people that call me and they will ask me to pray for someone. I had a young man who was in the hospital, and he got bit by a recluse spider, and his leg was very big, swelled up. And they told him that they might have to cut his leg off. And he called me and he said, "I need for you to pray for me." And I said, "Why don't you pray?" And he said, "Well, no, no, no." He said, "I just want you to pray for me." And I said, "Well, you know, I just want to let you know that God hears you just as well as he hears me." And I think sometimes people misunderstand that there's someone that's going to be in between them and God. And the only person that we have is who? Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah. And here the Lord informs Peter that Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. You know, sometimes we think that in our own strength, in our own wisdom, in our own way, we can accomplish and do everything in life, and that's not true. For me, it was a type of thing that when I was 41 years old, I came to the reality of knowing and understanding that all I could do was break things and break my own life in pieces, and didn't know how to put it back together again. When you go to school and you learn things and what have you, and you have a lot of friends, they'll come to you and tell you all kinds of things that they believe about you. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way. Most of my friends thought that I would be a millionaire, that I would be a businessman, that I would have all kinds of things and what have you. And that was their thoughts. And unfortunately, they didn't know that I would become a drunk. And the one that knew that was God. Amen? And so I needed God's help in my life. And here, as we read this chapter, we find Peter and the disciples talking about how great they are and who the greatest is. And Jesus also informs them that he's going to be betrayed by one of them. Yeah, and yeah, I mean, we come together as a body. This was the body of Jesus Christ at that time. This was his disciples. And he informs them of that. And, you know, imagine what they were going through when they heard this. It kind of stirred up the whole thing. And as the conversation progressed, the Lord said to Peter that Satan had desired to have him. And verse 33, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Most of us are real quick to go ahead and give an answer to something. Sometimes we don't even stop and think about what we should say. We just go ahead and say it. And you see, Satan had tried to tempt Jesus. Remember that? And he did his best, but it didn't work. Okay? And here, Peter had taken the lead for the apostles, and he was sort of in charge with them. And so the enemy chooses to what? To come against him. Okay? And sometimes we take our strength and the things that we have, and we feel that nothing can take us down. Unfortunately, that's not true. You see, the Lord knew what was going to happen that night. And as he was thinking about this and talking to Peter about it, he realized that something... Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Tony. The Lord knew what was going to happen to Peter. How many of you, I mean, you don't need to raise your hands, but I just want you to think about this. The majority of the times that you pray for someone like that young man that called me and that his leg was swelled up and that they had told him they were going to cut his leg off. And so we get in prayer about that real quick, right? You hear somebody was in an automobile accident. So everybody comes together and they pray about it. But how many times have you prayed for somebody that's doing good? You see, the enemy is not looking for the unbeliever. He's not looking for the person who doesn't have faith in God or nothing. He's looking for you. If you stop and think, how many times has trouble come to you and you don't even have to go looking for it? Yeah. Well, see, here's Peter and the apostles, and they're all excited and everything, and all of a sudden the Lord says, I'm going to pray for you, Peter. But he didn't tell him exactly why. You see, our pastor has been away, and one of the important things is for us to pray for him and the group that's over there and his wife and the wives and the families of those that are left behind. You see, it's nice for us to be back here. It's nice for us to be able to enjoy our families and everything. But they're out doing the work that God has called them to do. Amen? Yeah. When you hear that Pastor Tony is going to start this on Wednesday night, need to pray for him, because guess what? The enemy doesn't want the good news of the gospel going out. Amen? it doesn't really make any difference who it is. You need to pray not only for those that seem to need, all right, but those that are doing well. Amen? And, you know, the first response that Peter had was like, Lord, I'm okay. Yeah. I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm ready to go with you. I'll obey you. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Yeah. He says, both into prison and to death. I read a book every day, and it has to do with people who died for the Lord. And I feel, when I read that book, wow, you know, young people, middle-aged people, older people, all the struggles that they go through in their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and what happens to them. And I go, Lord, I feel like I'm nowhere near where those people are. Yeah. The Lord said, just keep doing what I tell you to do. Yeah. Don't put yourself into a position of thinking more or less. Just moment by moment, accomplish and do my will, and that's it. Nothing else. And it's important here, in verse 34, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. something real important for us, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, the word says that no temptation has come upon you but such is common to man. You see, the Lord was praying for the temptation that was going to come upon Peter. You see, he knew what was going to happen to Peter, and he knew that Peter did not have the strength within himself to go ahead and hang on to the Lord. He was going to deny the Lord. You see, when you go back to the story of Job, here was a man who loved the Lord, who had great faith in God. And when we read his story and we go from beginning to end, he didn't realize what was going to happen to him. But when he got to the end, he realized how great and how awesome and how mighty God was. But he knew that from the beginning. Amen? And see, this is the whole thing about our relationship with God. You know, we thank God every day for what? All the things that he blesses and provides for us. Okay? But how about praying for us? Like here. Yeah? He said, Peter, I'm praying for you. Yeah? Lord, thank you for praying for me. You see, we don't know, okay, what's going to happen in the day. You don't know what is going to come upon you or against you to test you. But we do know that Moses got into a position that the people tested him and tested him, and God said, speak to the rock, don't hit the rock. And what did he do? He hit the rock. And he dishonored what God had told him to follow. See, and then he turns around and he said, it was those people. You see, during the day, you have all kinds of things that come against you. And the word of God said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. See, there is someone that wants to get to you, and they will use whatever method they can to accomplish that. what we need to know and understand is that if God is praying for us and our faith and trust is in God, then that temptation is not going to get to us, that we're going to get through it. Amen? Amen? You see, the word says that God is our way out. Well, see, this is what the Lord was doing for Peter. He was praying. Yeah, he knew that Peter was going to deny him. He also knew what was going to happen and how they were all going to scatter. Yeah. But he also knew something, that they had faith in him. And sometimes when difficult things happen, and we don't understand how we got through it or what happened, stop and thank God for it, because he was the one that was praying for us to get through that. Well, I don't know what happened, but thanks to the Lord for helping me through this. Yeah. And that's not just words. Yeah. Because the reality of it is that he did help you through that. Amen? And you see, this is the whole story with Peter, that when he denied the Lord, imagine, the word says that he cried bitterly. Remember that when they accused him of knowing the Lord, he denied it, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, when the rooster crows, what happened? You know, he realizes that God had told him the truth. But you see, what the important thing is, and I want you to know this, is that he realized who had told him that. You see, because the Word of God says that Jesus said that as he was tried, so will we. So when these trials and this difficult situation come into your life, please understand and turn to the Lord in faith.
Amen.
You see, most of the times, when something happens, a lot of people want to pick up the phone and call somebody else, or they want to go and tell somebody else. Tell the Lord. It's very simple. When Peter, same man, fell in the water, remember he was walking on the water? What if the Lord asked you to walk on water, would you? We have Pastor Richard here. He's got a motorcycle with a sidecar. Yeah. Ron knows about motorcycles. Yeah. He says, do you have faith? Get into my sidecar. Let's go for a ride. Yeah. How many times have you been in a sidecar, Ron? Never?
He hasn't asked.
But you see, this is the whole thing, you know. What if the Lord put it upon him to ask somebody for that, see? See, we don't know. It's important for us to realize and know, okay, who's in charge of our lives. Recently, my daughter was here for a week, and it's like, vacation, and she got ready to leave, and I went out and I had lunch with them, and with my wife and my other children, and we were talking about flying, and I shared a story with them about flying, and my daughter said, "Does it end well?" And I said, it ends well only because the Lord's involved in it. I said, see, when you get home, that ended well. You see, I trust God to get you home. Not myself, because I'm not a pilot. Not my wife. You see, my faith and trust is that God will do what no one else can do. And if you don't get home, then God's got a better plan than that. Amen. And so it's important for us here to understand and know that the difficulties that come into our lives, okay, God already knows about them. And in the process of knowing, He's prayed for us that our faith wouldn't give out. You see, I want you to stop and think about that, because it's real, real important at this point of your life. How many times have you ever prayed for more faith? Quite a few times. The Lord said, if your faith, okay, is this but a little seed, okay, you can ask this mountain to be removed, and it's going to be what? Removed. So, you see, He wasn't talking about a great, great, great deal of faith. He was talking about a very small amount of faith. You see, when we read the story of Peter and his life, a lot of us are like Peter, boisterous and whatever, you know. But a lot of times we're always getting into trouble, and we have to turn to the Lord to get us out. Amen? So did Peter. One of the things that I can tell you that they had a program not too long ago that was on the television about the Bible. And the one thing that God opened for me to understand and see was the changing of Peter's faith from where he started to where he finished. And it's the same way with us. Amen? Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In other words, don't try to figure it out. Yeah? You see, when Abraham was told to go and kill his son, he didn't argue with God about it. Okay. He just went and did what God had told him to do. Yeah. We know the story of Job and how it ended in his life. And most importantly, we know the story of Jesus Christ and how He gave up everything to come and what? And save us. Amen. So if He's praying for us, you know, what an awesome and wonderful Lord that we have that knows our weaknesses. And guess what? He keeps helping us through those weaknesses. Amen?